And let's report on another Asian government that's trying to keep control. Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been battling domestic trouble since a wave of street protests last fall. Today, a U.S. official yet again urged Myanmar's military rulers to open a dialogue with the pro-democracy opposition. Earlier this month, the military junta made a gesture toward that when it agreed to a rare meeting with the country's pro-democracy leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Zach Badarf reports.
Little was known about the meeting, the fourth between Aung San Suu Kyi and the military junta, since pro-democracy protests led by the country's revered monks erupted on the streets here in September. Even members of her own political party, the National League for Democracy, don't know what was said at the talks between their leader and government labor minister, Aung Chi. Still, the party spokesman, Yan Nguyen, said it's a positive sign.
We need to talk. Without talking, there is no progress.
Yan Nguyen said he hopes the Myanmar government is taking the talk seriously. But the top American diplomat in Myanmar said the meeting was probably not much more than show. Chargé d'affaires Sherry Villarosa said she's very disappointed that the government hasn't met more frequently with internal political actors.
Their record has been to do the absolute minimum to get the rest of the world off their backs.
The world may have turned its attention away from Myanmar after last year's dramatic street protests that left at least 31 dead and 74 missing. But in monasteries in the country's second-largest city of Mandalay, monks are meeting secretly and planning new protests for mid-April to coincide with Myanmar's New Year celebrations. One of the Buddhist organizers says the monks will make the demonstrations larger and more effective this year by incorporating student groups and other organizations. Rickshaw driver Sunny will likely join in the new marches too, despite being beaten, arrested, and imprisoned for a month after participating in the last ones. A former monk himself, the 26-year-old university graduate protested primarily for religious, not political reasons.
I march in for my religious, for monk, because the monks are my religious people, right? If they shoot, if they kill the monks, I'm just going to die for my monks.
Sunny says he does want a change in government, and despite having signed a document in jail saying he won't join in future protests, he will. Again, the U.S. State Department's Sherry Villarosa.
I'm not good at predicting the future, but I am very confident that change will come to Burma. It's long overdue here. You have a deteriorating economy. You have unhappy people. So the source of their power is getting more and more fragile. Change will come.
For NPR News, I'm Zach Badorf.